The Iditarod is over, but there's still racing left to be done this season. The Kobuk 440 out of Kotzebue is scheduled to start April 11th. One musher is taking a long route to reach the race. Chuck Schaefer, formerly of Kotzebue and now living in Willow, is driving his dogs from Nenana to Kotzebue for the race alone. Schaefer did the trip last year as a way to save the expense of flying his dogs north for the race, but this year he's taking time to stop and talk with young people in villages along the trail about personal responsibility and self-pride.
I'm in Inupiaq, and I'm traveling through Athabascan country right now, and I'll be in Inupiaq country here in a few days. It kind of has to do with roots and identity, you know, and I want kids to feel good about themselves. And other things work into that, you know, the responsibility of doing what I'm doing. It has goals to set and goals to attain and things of that nature. And feeling good about yourself, I guess, would be the way to sum it up.
It seems unusual for someone to go on a trip of this length alone. Was this more common years ago?
I'm not so sure about that, because I could remember my dad, of course he had a big family to support, and a lot of times he'd spend, 2 weeks, a month gone, just hunting for the family. And they would normally travel in groups, anywhere from probably, at least a couple people to a half a dozen mushers to go out hunting and get what they needed and come back home. My gig, as far as traveling alone, I don't necessarily like to do that, but it's good in the fact that I have the equipment to do that. I build these special UHMW training sleds, and I thought, geez, I can put a couple of weeks of dog food in the sled plus my gear, so I'm all good, and that's how it turned out.
And how do you train for a trip of this length? And has the training that you've done proven to be enough for this trip?
Well, actually, this is a training trip, but I do train, with the intent of running the Iditarod one of these days. And hopefully, if financial things go the way it's supposed to, I'll run the Iditarod next year. So I basically train for something like the Iditarod anyway.
Are people in villages surprised to see you coming in alone?
Yeah, they are a little bit. It's kind of unusual, I guess. Not many native people do this. In fact, I think I'm the only one that does this, and so that makes it even more special. But the equipment I have, like I said, it enables me to do something like this. So when they come over to check me out, of course they greet me, and they look at the dogs, and they're more interested in the sled that I'm traveling with. So yeah, it's all good.
Chuck Schaefer is driving his dogs to Kotzebue, where his wife Tracy will run the team in the upcoming Kobuk 440. He's heading for Galena from Ruby tonight. You can find a link tracing Chuck's progress at our website, alaskapublic.org.